What's going on, rising queens? Welcome to the Goddess Glow Diaries. I go by the name of Nana, and I will be your host today. If you are looking for a podcast that is all about woman empowerment, connecting, healing, and sharing our story, you are at the right place.
Detachment from soul contracts, from twin flames, detachment and endings of cycles and period can be so hard. It can keep you up at night and dreaming. It can set up a emotion in your heart that you never felt before and stir up a void, and for a moment you can feel like almost yourself being cracked open. There's this oracle that I really like, and it's called the Ever Unfolding Rose. And in the oracle says, is that the challenge of life is to keep your heart open when you most want to close it. To let life crack you open. To open through hurt and loss, and to allow what is falling away to fall away. Being human is such a courageous act. A life well lived, or full of losses and tragedies, but it's also filled with triumphs and adventures. Wherever you find yourself at the moment, life is coaching you. It's coaching you to keep your heart open no matter how much it hurts, to continually unfold and to let life crack you open. Perhaps you are going through a difficult time right now, and instead of cursing the difficulty and whoever and whatever broke you, try to see it as a blessing. Open yourself up to the truth that perhaps, as hard as it may be, life is happening for you and not to you. And one day, in the not too distant future, you may just bless the very thing that broke you down and cracked you open, because the world needs you open. So during these times, gently treat yourself like a sweet, tender baby and wrap yourself up in a blanket and trust that the Mother Earth and the angels and the universe and all of it has cradled you in your arms. Be around people that loves you. The seas may all not be smooth sailing, but you are safe and you are held. And one day, not too far from today, you will look back at the transformation and be blown away by the poetry of life. Everything is going to be okay. When I read this oracle, it's so comforting to me, because as we experience endings of karmatic and soul contracts and detachment from either a person or a job or a situation, it can be difficult. But I think the key right there is to understand and not to curse and not to, I think that's like the real challenge, because we want to break down and we want to shut down and we want to almost like look at that thing that is breaking us down as like this evil thing and almost take it personal. But in a sense, we must understand that we have soul contracts. And that's when it's hard, when we actually choose to see not really at the ending, but look at what the relationship, what the event, what that life situation, whatever karmatic soul contract, look at it, how it blessed you, and focus not so much how it ended, but standing in gratitude for everything that that person and that situation have brought you. Enjoying and sending a light and asking your angels to help you. To help you to navigate through this time in your life of detachment. Detachments are not easy. They can be so painful. But it does happen. And surprisingly, sometimes we might see it coming, and sometimes we might not see it coming. And this is something that I'm currently going through right now, is instead of letting my heart be hardened, I choose to pray and stand in gratitude and look at all of those situations and those relationships and the events that are leaving with eyes and heart of gratitude. I must say that in the beginning, I was so disappointed. And you want to break down and you want to almost curse the very thing that made you feel so low. But Spirit guided me. And He showed me a couple tools. And I think those tools right now, and the reason why it's happening, it's because I understood now that it was all supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen this way because it was a soul contract that was supposed to teach me a lesson. And I want to end this lesson with grace. I want to be led by Spirit, and I want to forgive. And just like the oracle said, I don't want to let life harden my heart, but I want it to be cracked open. And I want to bless this very thing that broke me down. Ending soulmates relationships is daunting, but can be such a relieving feeling. Soulmates are sent to awaken us and to expose our shadows so we can evolve to a higher state of consciousness. And when the journey starts coming to an end, it's so difficult to let go. Now, understand that when it's coming to an end, it's supposed to be revealing something about in you, to be almost like a sense of awakening and a healing work that has to be done. Your souls need to be in the subconscious level that, and you need to understand that it's time to move on. A lot of people can have a lot of difficulty resisting this process because it's just a phase. But understand that you must tune into the divine and honor your emotions and really, truly be gentle with yourself at that time. And when I say gentle with yourself, I mean by wrapping yourself up, like holding yourself, meditating, crying, listening to music, deep breathing, and standing in gratitude and welcoming the new, allowing the pain to pass through you. It's always a choice to either work on these relationships or leave. But relationships, contracts works both ways. Just because maybe you want to end it and the other person maybe want to stay, you must understand that it needs to be almost like in a mutual feeling. You can't just force people. It needs to be, you know, just like the Bible says, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. Like, we have freedom of will. So sometimes we can even, so it's important to remember that in a relationship, it's up. When the relationship comes up, you need to change your course with the divine, and you need to just surrender and ask the divine to guide you. Allow yourself to be recharged and activate and really focus on your crown and heart chakra. Those heart and crown chakras, they're so important during the detachment phases. Allow yourself and go back to those episodes, chakras healings, in which I had posted in the prior episodes, and learn how that you can balance those chakras. But the crown and heart, imagine during meditation, imagine a pink light coming down from your crown chakra to your heart, and see the light getting stronger and softening your pains. Allow yourself to breathe out the pains and the negative emotions and visualize light cleansing away. Another thing that I also want to do in this week is ask to see my soul contract during meditation. Everyone has a soul contract, and your soulmate is most likely to be part of the contract. So in meditation, you can even ask your spirit guides and angels to show you a contract and lessons that both of you guys were destined to fulfill. I've I haven't done this yet, but I do plan in doing this week, and I will follow up with it. But I do believe that it will help me bring peace to understand the lesson overall and understand the ending. You can also, during the meditation, be shown a higher purpose of the union, and you can also request to see the timing of the contract. Surrendering to what it is, it can be difficult if one wants to leave and the other one wants to stay. But however, whatever the situation, we have to honor what the other person wants without judgment. If your partner or your other soulmate wants to leave, you must give them space to do so and surrender to their needs without judgment. Oh my God, that is so hard. I'm letting you know, because sometimes we can love so hard and we want to hang on to it. We want to hold on to it. We can even maybe portray it as betrayal, but we must allow ourselves to be cracked open and visualize this situation from a higher consciousness and understand it was part of the contract. They were supposed to come and teach us something, and they were not a long-term contract. Maybe it was 5, 6, 3 months, or 20 years, 15 years, 10 years. Know and trust the decision and their ability to choose what feels right to them. Standing in respect for the other person can be very challenging, like I said, but meditate, try to forgive, talk to, you know, a group of your support. Allow the divine to step in and show you the way to help you. Surrendering can look like so many different things, and letting go can be powerful, but the more you allow the space and healing to begin. So allow yourself to just be acceptant. Understand that soulmates can come and go, and that we have multiple soulmates. Oh my God, that is so scary to me, because you guys, when I love so hard. But I also understand that this is gonna be something that continuously is going to happen. And it's just like the Art of Letting Go episode number 2 that I recorded. We might have those seasonal branches, those leaves, but understand that you are going to have those roots, those people that will never leave. So mates are sent here to challenge us to evolve into a higher state of consciousness. Okay? Imagine, like, before you were even born, think about it. Your team of life, just imagine that they all sat down in like a meeting table, and they all decided, from your mom to your ex to your best friends to your boss to the people that you will meet in the grocery store, they're all going to be part of the karmic cycle, so you can learn lessons from them. Don't take them personal. Don't take them personal. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive yourself for making mistakes. Forgive them for making mistakes. Forgive the situation in general. Don't take things personal. Don't take things personal. Send them light. Send yourself some light too. Understand that you are going to fall and you're going to rise. But it's all about the rise. And for everybody that is leaving, there's going to be new soulmates coming. There's going to be new lights coming your way. You're never going to be truly alone. Take this as a lesson to evolve, to send them lights. And it took me a very long time to understand this. And I think that if it wasn't for such an important person that I had to end a soul contract with me right now, I would have looked at them almost like with a heart of bitterness. But because I think I love this person so much and I understood that this soul contract ended, I almost like forced me in a karmatic way to forgive. Because truly, I stand here with nothing but love and forgiveness for myself and for others, and empathy and understanding myself and almost accepting myself to move through the emotions of inexperience. It's okay not to understand what's going on. But your heart must be pure and your heart must move with transparency and ask your angels to help you forgive. Understand that you're going to go through the stages of grief, all seven stages. Anger. Yes, I experienced anger and confusions and bargaining and sadness and all of them. Honor those emotions, but go back to your intentions. Go back to forgiveness. Ask your divine for signs. The goddess tribes, that's one of our alignment tasks. We're looking for signs. It can come in spiritual forms, in objects. You can ask the divine to send you guiding signs and allow you to know when it's time to move forward. Trusting the numbers. And understand that you are both being awakened and all of your soul contracts. And you'll be hearing and feeling the same signs. And understand that, and try not to despair. Trust your intuition. Allow yourself to move on. With grace, finally close the door. Understanding both agreements that you had honored the fact that you have decided to go in separate ways, and take your time to honor the soul connections and the lessons that you have learned together. Ending a soulmate relationship can be tricky, and often it can go different ways. But this time, I honor each one of them, and I send light to me and to every energy being around me that is and no longer is. I trust that the divine has its timing. The process, I read this in one of the quotes that I've been, because I've been in such a meditative space. And understand, guys, look, when we're going through these difficulties, things in life, it's the divine and the universe is trying to teach us something. It's for us to master something. So as I'm going through this process of healing, I begin to like look and read, and I came across this quote that says, the process of building yourself this way is called ascension. As the name itself suggests, it's ascending, it's rising above from the current state. The more you move up the ladder, the bigger picture you will be able to see of your life. And then there was a poem that says, the fire burns through you into me, flaming away more than the eye see. I love the way I feel, I love the way I fall. Into the warmth, it doesn't burn, not the good things anyways. When my fire burns, the flames touch you. Not to hurt, but to heal. My protection becomes yours. Fire can be so triggering, and sometimes people can bring out this fire, and it can become catalyst of our healing. But understand that we are able to transcend all of these pains, all of these wounds in the fire, and allow the fire to take away the pain and becomes gentle. Allow it to become warm and nurturing. Transmute it into something powerful. Allow it to become your protection, to become lessons. That while you are in the fire of this transformation, allow yourself to let go of the things that need to be gone and forgive yourself for the inexperience. This is your phoenix moment. And just like the phoenix, you will rise. It is transformation. It is a temporary phase of your stages of your awakening. Embrace all of your steps and understand that you're not alone. And even though these things can be hard, understand that the divine will always put the right people around you to support you. Love them. Meditate. Talk to your angels. Learn the lesson of unconditional love by having to deal with difficult relationships, and understand that it's all happening for us. and not to us. Not every experience is for us to have within one lifetime. Sometimes there's lessons that we already mastered, and there's lessons that we might have to master later on. I hope this helped, and I hope this kind of brought a little bit of comfort into you. If you are going through a process of detachment, of rebirth, of ending, of bringing new, and ending soul contracts and birthing new ones, all of this can be so difficult, but can be so beautiful. The lessons here, after all, is to look at those situations from a place of love, not only for those people and for yourself. To focus on the good, to focus on the gratitude, and to allow what needs to fall away. I love you all so much. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Put your hands on your heart and let yourself know, tell your soul, you're going to be okay. You are going to be okay. And one day, not too far from today, I will birth new leaves into my tree. I will have stronger roots, stronger branches. Thank you, Divine, for every karmatic and soul contract that has gone and that it's coming. I choose to see every experience with eyes of love. I forgive myself for not knowing. I forgive others, and I forgive and respect all cycles of my life. I pray that each one of you have an amazing week. I love that I'm starting the Goddess Tribe Chapter 2 tomorrow, September 13th. If you have not signed up yet, go ahead and DM @risingqueen_ if you're interested, or even booking a goddess session either virtually or in person. I love you all so much. Keep facing your true north. Stay in the light.